Grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to episode 14 of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast from Wisconsin's sunny West Coast. Why drink alone when you can drink with us?
Yeah.
Why? Don't do it.
It's dumb.
It is sunny today, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't drink alone unless I am alone.
Yeah. It's kind of a unique review today. We're out in the backyard in the patio, and I'm having flashbacks of the old days. Remember when we did these videos?
In our bathrobes.
It was like a year ago.
In bathrobes. Yeah, we were far less technical back then. That's for sure. We've come a long way. But we're doing it kind of, we were inspired by the folks at Muddy Mary. They're big fans of those videos. So I said, well, let's do another one just for fun. So
this is what we look like. These are our radio faces.
Yeah. So if you're just listening on a podcast, Erica just made a face that made her look just delectable. It's really hard if you're not watching the video to know just how good she looks right now. Oh, especially now. Wow. I want to give a quick shout out to what I call the friendlies. These are the people on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram that are taking our posts and sharing them and liking them and making comments. And we even made a Facebook group of all those folks. And so anyway, I really appreciate you guys helping us out and sharing. And, you know, it really makes everything a lot easier for us. That's who you are. Who are we? I'm Greg Took. I'm going to be your host. And of course, joining me today,
Lynn,
the talent, and Brad. He is embroiled in a legal battle we never thought would go as far as it has.
I know,
but he's
been
out
a few
again.
Weeks.
He's out again today. But luckily, we brought in a pinch hitter to help us out.
That's right. Yeah. Michael Scott. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome. We're damn glad to have you.
America.
Yeah.
America. America.
That sounded like, yeah. America?
America.
Your new stuff. Oh, that's nice.
Nice.
Yeah. America.
So if you are interested at all in what we're doing, there are a few places you can find us. We're on Facebook. We're pretty active, probably the most active on Facebook, My Big Fat Bloody Mary Podcast. We're on the web. We have a website where we put all the show notes so you can get links to the things that we're talking about and some summaries of what we did. That's mybigfatbloodymary.com. Or hit us up on Twitter at MyBigFatBloodyMary. We're also on Instagram, BigFatBloodyMary. And then on Snapchat, we're Big Papa, BigPapaH. So, quick recap. Last week, we reviewed Devotion Vodka, which was a lot of fun. Normally, we're doing Bloody Mary mixes, but we were drinking vodka, and I'm all about that.
I don't remember. Were we doing straight up, or were we mixing them something? I don't remember much about it, except it was really good.
I remember the bottle. I remember bringing it out, and we did it some kind of an intro. After that, I'm not sure. So people will have to go back and listen to episode 13. Good Lord.
No.
No, shoot.
Yeah, so go back and listen to episode 13, and then you'll know more than we do about that episode.
Born again?
Lynn sang, and that was amazing, and Erica shared her profanity. Now, today isn't going to be a whole lot different, but we're going to get our drink on, and what we're going to drink is a Muddy Mary, Bloody Mary mix. Now, this is a mud, they call it. It's a thick liquid concentrate that you add to tomato juice, which we've done hours in advance.
The bottles look like syrup.
Yeah, they look like a little maple syrup bottle, kind of. Mm-hmm. They're kind of cool. We're also going to have a prize giveaway. That's going to be pretty cool. You have to just listen to hear what that is. Lynn, are you going to sing us a song today, too?
I certainly am. My goodness, yes. Okay. Get ready.
And we have a question for Lynn, too. She's going to answer a question or two. And then Erica's going to share obscure profanity. And then we're going to give our final ratings on the Muddy Mary.
I like the name.
It's clever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why don't we, let's give this stuff a try.
Let's get it on.
Yeah.
Let's get it on.
So let's take I want to look at the bottle here.
The jar.
the jar, if you will. They have an original recipe. We'll try that first, I think.
That's nice.
Erica's struggling with the ice over there. But they have an original recipe, and then they have a spicy. And the idea is, you mix it with tomato juice a little bit in advance. So like a few hours ago, I mixed this up. Let it just sort of steep a little bit and get the flavor. That's the spicy. Let's start with the original. Yeah. And probably want a little vodka too, don't you think?
Dang.
I mean, in a perfect world. All right. Thanks, Erica. So it looks pretty nice. Nice bright red color. Cheers to you.
Wow.
Then.
I think it's really pretty good.
First impressions. This is the original one, not too spicy. And I'll take a little taste.
I don't like them too spicy.
Hold it. Wait a minute.
What? Jeez.
I can't believe you forgot. We're in Wisconsin, for God's sake. Aren't we supposed to have
Miller time.
A beer chaser? For Pete's sake. Let's get it on.
That sound really good?
Up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Much better. Okay. I feel so much more relaxed now.
So you have one
chaser.
Already?
Yeah. So we've all
got
our drinks.
You're always way ahead of us.
I know. I got a head start. It's not even fair. So let's, first impressions. Lynn, what do you think of this stuff?
It's got a really distinctive flavor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm trying to figure out. I have to read the ingredients, but okay, Eric, I'm going to get to you. You're the ingredient person.
They were all pretty kosher.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah. Michael, you got first impressions?
Well, I'm excited to try the spicy. Mm-hmm. This is very mild, but I like the citrus jumps out right away.
Okay, that's what it is.
It's very refreshing.
Jumpy citrus.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy drinking one. Like, my first impression is I probably could drink quite a few of these.
Oh, my God.
Are there bloodies that I can't drink quite a few of?
No.
Yeah, they're few and far between, but it happens.
Zing, zing.
Is
that when I have to have you walk me across the street, but I'm walking me across the street?
Yes. Lynn lives down the street, and literally about four houses down, and there have been a few podcasts where she did need me to help her down the street to get home.
So. Yeah, but then he left me at home, and he was wandering around the neighborhood.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we read about it in the police report, for Pete's sake.
Who is this random person?
Erica got a long leash to put on him.
Yeah. Yep.
So, any other first impressions before I give the exciting news about the contest?
It's pretty
I
good.
Hope I win.
Pretty good. PG.
NB. Mm. All right. It's fun to be back on the patio live
it
like
is.
This.
Yes. Yeah.
If you hear birds chirping, dogs barking, then you know I'm getting irritated because I do like the controlled environment of a studio. But no, this is,
this is nature Goulet.
It fits with this mix, though, because I associate with this, drinking outside. At a Packer game, Brewer game, something like that.
I just equate this with drinking outside on Greg's patio.
It's, I mean, we'll give our full assessment at the end, but one thing I'm noticing is it's not too salty. I've really gotten away from
good.
Those salt bombs. Some of the ones we had were like real low sodium, and I've gotten to kind of like that. And this I think I'd put in that category. It's not too salty where, it leaves your tongue feeling like beef jerky.
This would have been great with that.
Yeah.
For that vodka we did last week.
Oh, yeah, the Devotion vodka. Right. Yeah, you could mix it real vodka forward and it wouldn't
that
overpower.
That was gluten-free.
Mm-hmm, it was.
And sugar-free.
Yeah.
So salt and sugar.
Yay.
God, it seems like we just
those.
Did that like just yesterday.
God, I feel like it too.
So the contest. the folks at Muddy Mary's have very graciously offered a prize for a contest that we're going to have. Now, these contests have gotten more and more popular. Remember, it was the case a couple times where we had two prizes and three people entered. So it's a little different now. We're getting a lot more interest. So I'm going to raise the bar just a little bit. So what we're going to ask of our listeners is if you can go on to iTunes, give us a rating. We love the 5 stars. Write a short review. Literally, I don't care if you say two words. Not bad. Whatever. Write a review. And then let us know that you did that, and we'll put you in the drawing. And the prize is 100 Bloody Marys. So
that's a lot.
That's a lot. And they'll ship right to your house.
So excuse me, is that one of these? Okay.
It's, I don't know the exact quantity of the mix, but it's going to be enough mix to make 100 Bloody Marys. So plan yourself a big blowout party and know that you're going to have it covered. So that's all you got to do.
Just, typical Sunday around just, here.
Because people can bring their tomato juice and we'll have the mix.
Right.
Nice.
Speaking of iTunes reviews, I want to share one that that we got here this week. And this is from Youper1450. And Youper gives us 5 stars. Thank you very much, Youper. He says, totally enjoyed the Natural Blonde review. That was a couple weeks ago. A lot of people are just getting caught up. They're starting to discover us. They're binge listening. Youper might be one of those. Anxious to try it. Along with your Minnesota guest. Remember the Minnesota guest? Michael, you knew him, I think.
Garrison.
Yeah, Garrison.
So nice to be there. It's a beautiful day.
Did you hear that?
That's kind of deja vu.
That's amazing. Anyway, he says he enjoyed the Minnesota guests, the chatter and the song. He gives us a little tip. He says, maybe stay away from the politics.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I'm A-okay with that. I gladly.
Why, did we touch on politics? I don't remember that.
Like, see, none of us remember.
That's the thing. Well, we can always go back and listen to the episode, I suppose.
True.
Who does that?
And so he says, stick to what we know, and that's Bloody Mary. So thank you, you.
What? We don't know anything about politics?
Well,
you don't.
Anyway, so we'll take your advice for the most part. Unless we don't want it, then we'll just go back to it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know, people have been patiently listening to us with bated breath, basically waiting for the moment that we always wait for. Lynn is going to sing us a
song. You're all on so much good drugs or drinking a lot of vodka.
I don't know, but they love it. They love it. It's the most popular part of the program. And last week was so good that I actually made a short YouTube video of your song. So people can actually go on YouTube and search
My
Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.
Well, it's
Let's
not like
Get
you're,
It On.
Let's Get It On.
You're not in it personally. It's just the recording.
It's the audio, and then I just had a still shot of you looking ravishing. I hope that's okay.
Anything you do, you know, is okay.
Okay, well, that's the attitude. So, what song did we did you select?
Well, we selected this for the Mighty Mary people. This is
for John.
For John.
Yeah, that was his request.
John, this was very difficult, so bear with us.
Yeah, so the song, it's a Bob Dylan song.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
I'm ready. The guilty undertaker sighs, lonesome organ, gander cries. The silver saxophones say I should refuse you. Crack bells and washout horns blow into my face with scorn. But it's not that way. I wasn't born to lose you. I want you. I want you. I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. A drunken politician leaps upon the street where mothers weep. The saviors who are fast asleep, they wait for you. I wait for them to interrupt the darkened from my broken cup and ask me to open up the gate for you. I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you. All my fathers, they've gone down. True love, they've been without. But all their daughters put me down because I can't think about it. While I returned to the Queen of Spades. Okay, and
you're on a a roll, man. Keep going.
I talk with my chambermaid. They call Matt already? She knows I'm not afraid to look at her. Okay, we're skipping that one.
You're on a roll, man.
Tell me, Wendy, do I want you? I want you.
Ready, set, there, go.
I want you. I want you. Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
How bad?
Now you're dancing. Are we okay down here? With Chinese slut. Oh, no. Chinese suit.
Nothing like a Chinese
I took
slut.
His flute.
This is my favorite one so far.
And because...
Let's just do the chorus.
I want you. I want you.
Guys, help her out.
Yes, I want you so bad. Honey, I want you.
Like a shiny slut.
I want you. Like a shiny slut, man. I want you so damn bad. All right, let's stick the ending on this one. Da,
da, da, da, da. Honey, I want you.
Thank you, Lynn. Fantastic. Wow. I'm always in awe. Yeah. This is why
we're going to get a very politically incorrect.
Oh, right. Yeah, right. That was a little bit political.
Chinese
it's
aren't
Dylan.
Sluts.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, okay. Thank you, Lynn. And, you know, we're always working you like a rented mule. And, God, I appreciate it.
I feel like that Clint Eastwood movie and Shirley MacLaine, The Nun.
Cricket.
I don't know that song.
Remember Clint Eastwood movie Sarah, with Shirley MacLaine right? made the nun, yeah. but she was really a prostitute. That's how I feel.
Wow, that's wow.
Greg's always prostituting me out.
Oh, I get it now. I get it now. Well, okay. As if you haven't done enough already, we do have a listener question for you, Lynn.
Yes, thanks a lot, Jenny.
This is kind of a slam dunk for you, probably. So Jenny from Twitter would like to know, what does the notation parentheses 1 minus 2 minus parentheses 1 minus 2 minus mean in the ground state nuclear spin of lithium 1010?
Sorry, so as a scientist, I have to interject and say that there are commas between the 1 minus...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that probably makes a difference.
It's a semicolon.
That means you stop for a cigarette.
No, it's a comma.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, thank you for pointing that out. And for all the... I know we do have a lot of physicists that like to tune in, so the details are important.
Oh,
they matter
to those
folks.
This is going
to
blow your mind.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear your answer on that one. Because I don't know the answer to this. I'm glad we have you here to answer
it. Yes. Well, 1 minus 2 means 1 minus the 2 times 4 man I... Mm-hmm. kind of fucked over last week.
Really?
And then 1 minus 2. Well, the 1 minus and the comma means I had a pause for a cigarette and I don't even smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the next 1 minus 2 means 1 plus 2, 1 plus 2 makes 2, 4, mm-hmm. 6 men in the last week. Wow, I'm doing really well.
I did not know any
God,
of that.
God, I hope my sons aren't listening to this.
God,
don't worry, nobody's listening to this.
And if they do, they know their mother very well. So, and the lithium, that was the hotel lithium we were at. Mm.
It was founded in 1010.
It was on 1010 Madison Street.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm not a physicist. So I wouldn't have known any of that. Thank you, Lynn. You knocked it out of
welcome.
The park. Yeah. Excellent. Well, that brings us... Hey, wait, though. If you have a question for Lynn, write it to us. As you can tell, she'll handle any question. Hit us up on Facebook or Twitter or on the website in the comments section. If you have a question that you'd like Lynn to tackle, just let us know. So our next and newest segment that I've really come to enjoy is Obscure Profanity. Erica scours the internet and old books and libraries. She goes to the catacombs of social media and finds not your everyday profanity. And we all remember the 7 words that George Carlin told us we couldn't say on television. You want to run through those, Michael? I bet you'd know those off the top of your head. Do you know them?
Come on, George.
I can guess a few.
Cover your ears.
Earmuffs.
I won't do them. But he did talk about those two-way words that sometimes are okay, sometimes are not. Like prick. You can prick your finger, but you can't finger your prick. In any case.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that one. Erica, what do you have for this week's obscure profanity?
Time for today's profanity.
Bagpipe.
A bagpipe? I know what that is.
It's a verb.
As a verb.
Yep.
Oh, no.
To ignore the pink and the brown, and to shove the cue straight into the top corner pocket, armpit sex.
That's and the studio audience seems to really be enjoying this one.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, they really are enjoying
this. He's actually looking it up to make sure he's correct. I thought you were talking about pool.
Well,
I think they were at first.
Yeah, they were at first.
Okay.
Okay, the next one.
Wow.
Body burp. Botty.
B-O-T-T-Y. Oh, botty. That's kind of the British term for your butt, isn't it?
I think so. This is a Rogers Profanosaurus.
Okay,
one.
All right.
Noun. A burp from the bottom's trouser trumpet.
Trouser trumpet.
Also known as a fart.
Okay. For the layperson.
Okay. Skittuin is a noun.
Okay.
The product of the skitters, especially in dogs, canine paint stripper, or puddles of brown acidic gunge on the carpet.
Good Lord.
I have a question to ask. Why are we always focusing on poop?
It's always about poop in these things.
Right.
Well, and Greg doesn't want me to get the really juicy stuff, so.
Yeah, we're trying to... I wouldn't say we're
semi-family friendly.
Can we graduate to something else next time other than
Lynn,
poop and fart?
It's basically poop and fart, and the last you're going to get, unless you want to have really
everything
sexual
I need
things.
To know I learned in junior high.
I can tell.
Right, right.
Because I'm a guy.
Well, armpit sex is a refreshing change.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
My God.
Well, this one's a little bit different. It's still sort of bathroom related. Meadow tea. It's a noun. Urine from any animal that lives in the wild. I can't read my own writing. That lives in the wild, usually forests and plain areas, which is consumed by a human for survival or leisure.
What, leisure?
You could actually just consume that meadow.
What are you up to today? Well, we're going to go hiking.
We're going to go have some meadow tea. You
know, maybe lay in a hammock for a while and
kick back
some urine.
Wow.
Why not?
There's word.
Last one.
You got another one?
Yep,
right.
Last one. Wolf-blitz.
Blitzer? No.
No, just wolf, not wolf blitzer. That was a different term, and I didn't look that up. But wolf blitz, it's a verb.
Okay.
To fire a messy spray of poo all over the clean toilet bowl after holding it for too long barely making it to the can.
Wow.
Again, yes.
Don't poop
forward.
Yeah, don't wolf blitz the bowl, okay?
No.
Be polite. Oh, my God. Well, okay, so I've finished the original, and...
Close.
I think we should... do you want to... Yes. Let's give our numbers on the original, and then we'll pour the spicy. We'll do that, you know, kind of quickly. I've finished mine, and I... Can I just give my assessment of it?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes, you may.
Okay. I like it. It's a nice, it's not overpowering. It's pretty mild, but it has a lot of nice flavors. Yes, I get a hint of citrus, but it's low sodium, pretty easy to drink. So I'm going to give it a pretty good mark. I'm going to go 70. Oh, gosh. Well, I'd like a little more spice. So I'm going to go 71 on it out of our 77 possible, you know, being the absolute best. Lynn, you want to weigh in?
I think it's got a really distinctive flavor. Mm-hmm. I'm quite different from the other ones we've done.
Yeah.
And, of course, I don't like a lot of spice, so you will probably like the next one better, but I think I'm going to do a 72.
72?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a really unique...
Mm-hmm.
I know I said that about some of the other ones, but this is just really quite different. Well, the low salt.
Yeah.
And I like the easiness of mm-hmm. carrying it. I mean, I could put this on my face, too.
Yeah, you know, what?
It's a muddy mask.
I was just about to agree with you until you were putting it on your face.
I mean, it'd be great.
No, that is noteworthy, though. The nature of the product, I think, and to bring up Dimitri's is another product that's, they're different. This is a thicker mud, but I like the idea of not mixing it till you're ready to mm-hmm. use it, you know, and you mix it up a few hours in advance so it can kind of steep and get the flavors through. But I think that's part of why they don't need to use a lot of preservatives, too. So it's a handy product. It's compact, you know.
It'd be a great gift.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so easy to transport.
Christmas is just around the corner, Lynn. Don't forget me.
Shut up. I don't want to hear that.
Michael,
I don't want to hear that either.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it a 72 as well.
Okay.
And if I ever come across someone who said, I don't like Bloody Marys, I would say, well, drink this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It is very, it goes down very easy, and it's mm-hmm. Just very, very refreshing. I would take this on a hiking trip, you know, if I had a bladder with some tomato juice and I could...
Yeah.
Just put it in your spring water.
You know, if I had a small cooler that I could put, maybe not hiking, but definitely on a kayak trip or something like that.
Yeah.
This would be real easy to mix out in the wild.
When you said hiking, I was kind of thinking about one of Erica's profanity things. And I don't think
the meadow tea.
Meadow tea would not be a good chaser, I don't think.
Yeah.
Not in my book.
So a 72 from Michael. Erica, what's your thought?
I'm going to concur with pretty much everything you guys have said. You brought up a
good
point that it's easy. That's easy to just take out somewhere and, you know, especially the person that would not be the Bloody Mary connoisseur that we are. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
it's very approachable, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. there isn't anything going on that's going to really scare anybody away. It's pretty...
Why don't you give
I have a friend that doesn't like
I went 71.
Juice, so I think it would be
I went 71, yeah. But
I'm making notes.
Yeah. Well, okay, so some real good marks.
So, I'm sorry. No, I didn't even give it a mark yet.
She just said she concurs.
Oh, I thought you were just taking the arithmetic mean of the previous three
here, America.
Ratings. What do you got? All right, give us a number.
I will say...
A prime number, please.
69. That's right. A prime number, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a kick-ass number, really. Yeah. That's a very good mark. Okay, excellent. Let's give the spicy shot, should we? Let's mix those
let's
up.
Do it.
So let's get pouring. This is the spicy, and we've already had the original, which got really good marks.
And it is... Joanne Atkinson is the owner. Mighty Mary's Bloody Mary mix.
There you go.
Thank you.
And I'll pass that down to you guys.
Thank you.
I'm kind of apprehensive about this because
are you worried?
Yes, I'm not a big. I'm spicy.
You are personally.
You are definitely
spicy.
Yes, personally spicy.
Yes, I admit to that, but.
Yeah. So, what can you tell us about Mighty Mary's?
It's a great story of origin. From my understanding on their website, a group of them were working as bartenders decades ago in Syracuse, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And they were busy, it sounds like. And they needed to pump out Bloody Marys quickly.
Right.
That'd be for us.
Yeah. But they wanted them to be of a high standard. So they developed this recipe.
Yeah, it's a challenging thing for a bartender, and I've been in this situation where you're trying to make them quickly, and it's a very complex drink with a lot of different ingredients. So Worcestershire, you're cracking pepper, you're squeezing limes or lemons, and you're backed up five deep. So I could see where, they want to make something a little more efficient.
And I think we have all been there. This was, you know, years later, they got together in Kennebunkport, Maine,
mm-hmm.
and ordered Bloody Marys, and they said they were undrinkable.
Ooh.
Couldn't do it.
Right, right.
So
right,
they said, we have to develop this mix.
Yeah, that's the genesis. Yeah.
So that was the worst Bloody Mary they ever had.
Yeah.
That was one of the questions you'd ask the interviewer.
I talked with John a little bit the other day, and... I really like these guys. They're, I think they're the kind of people we would hang out with if they were in the area. But he said it's not so much a Bloody Mary mix as a vodka delivery system.
Nice. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Because I just don't drink vodka straight, so.
Typically
we
not.
May, we yeah. Unless we maybe did it's last devotion week,
remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, not often, though. Yeah. See, that's, I don't even remember. Yeah.
So, you guys, what do you think about this now? We've got the spicy. Any first impressions? One thing I noticed is I don't think it's terribly spicy.
No.
I could take it even a little more spicy than this.
I figured you could.
One of the things they say on the label is kind of mix it to your own liking. They give sort of a guideline. I made it the exact way they recommended.
So you can add more.
But yeah, and I think what I would do if I made it again is I'd probably go up a little higher on the mix.
Yeah, I agree.
But what I'm picking up, the flavors I'm picking up are on this one that are, I think, different from the other are more celery. I'm tasting more more celery salt and, yes, a little bit more spice. But it's not hitting me too hard. What do you guys?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm pleasantly surprised because I'm liking it because mm-hmm. I don't like a lot of spice. But this is, for me, this is just a little step up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's good. It's great. If you want another step up, I'd be flat. I couldn't do it.
Right. I know. Yeah. You're not a big spice.
I'm a little pussy.
How about you, Michael?
I like it a lot. I'm catching a little bit more, almost a horseradish. Flavor to it, but mm-hmm. this would work fine spice wise for me.
Want some more?
But I could.
I'm gonna. You know what? I'm gonna just throw a little extra on mine.
I mean, that'd be interesting to do see.
Or even a little cayenne or and some hot sauce on there would be.
Ooh, whoa. Stuff that mud is thick. I may regret that. I just put a pretty good dollop in there.
That's very interesting.
Sorry to interrupt you, Michael.
If a container does 100 Bloody Marys.
I have a cute little container. It's an antique container with little spoons. With a little spoon in it, I can put that in it.
Yeah,
it's
I can smell it from over here.
It's pretty wild.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I would, I like, I would add more.
Is that
much better? Yeah, add a little more and it kicks it up.
You need a little spoon.
Even without it sitting this steep for a little while, yeah. So Erica, do you have some first impressions before we actually put numbers on it?
Yeah, I think it's good. It definitely, you can taste more spice.
Let me try yours.
Versus the other one. But, I would definitely, I'll give the same review. What did I say, 69?
Yeah. I wasn't paying attention.
But you I'll give the same review. It's good.
Yeah. It's not going to knock me.
All the ingredients are pretty natural. Mm. So
it's not overpowering. I mean, I just took a sip of Greg's and it still is.
Yeah,
palatable.
I doubled down. I doubled up.
I could still drink it that way, which is a pleasure because I usually spices just lay in my tongue and hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I like this. And I do like it a little better than the original. It's a little more complex. Like Michael said, you pick up the horseradish. It seems like there's a bit more of that. And it's not beating you up. I'm not sweating over the spice. But I'm getting a little more intensity, and I like it a little better. So if we're going to put numbers on it, and I hope we are, I'm going to kick this one up and go 73.
It really is like mud.
It does. It looks just like mud. Yeah. It's aptly named. Yeah. So, Lynn, do you want to put a number on it?
Well, I'm pleasantly surprised. I'm going to give it a 73. Yeah. 73.
Nice.
It's like I said, it's still really very tasty, and it's not hurting me.
Yeah, it's not putting the hurt on. How about you, Michael?
I'll give it a 73.
Yeah.
It's a nice jump up from the mild.
Mm-hmm.
And, we opened this up. You could even. I would buy a jar of this for your medicine cabinet if you're stuffed up in the winter. Just take a big inhale
so many,
of this.
So
and
many
that,
purposes.
That'll set you up.
You can use it for a mud on your face. You can use it for your allergies.
Yeah, smells so good.
For the statisticians in the audience, the mode would be 73.
Mode.
That's a little inside statistician joke. Erica, do you want to throw a number on it?
What's the median?
Well, actually, the median would be 73 as well.
Okay.
As well as the mean would be 73.
Did you give it a 73?
This is some pretty easy stats right here. This is my kind of stats.
I'm getting pretty spiced up here. So.
Yeah, I know you always are.
Why was this never a problem in my class?
Spiced up. Give us a number, Erica. So we
I already said I think I'd give it a 69 as well.
You're going to go 69 again? Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. So the mode is still 73. The mean has been adjusted slightly by your 69. The median is still 73. This is the statistics episode. Anyway.
No way. The mean is not 73.
No, I said it would be adjusted slightly.
69, the mean would 72, be. And 73. Whoa.
Yeah, that shit sells. You know, once you get the statisticians on board, things really take off. Oh, my God.
Boring.
Right.
Like so, your nuclear physicist quote.
I want to thank the folks at Muddy Mary's for sending us the samples and also offering that generous prize. So go on to iTunes, write a review, and you could win 100 what we have learned to be very good Bloody Marys. Right. Yeah. So keep up with us. We got a lot of stuff coming down the pike, and you can find us on Facebook at My Big Fat Bloody Mary. We're also on the web at MyBigFatBloodyMary.com, on Twitter at My Big Fat Bloody Mary, and then we're on Instagram too, Big Fat Bloody Mary, and Snapchat Big Papa. So thanks for
this was fun.
It was, yeah. And tune
it's
in
a nice
next
day
week.
Out.
It's a nice, yeah. It's nice to be back out on the patio. This is kind of fun. And next week, we're going to be reviewing Minnesota Mule. Now, this is a
Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Minnesota Mule comes out of, I think, the Twin Cities area of Minnesota.
We've been doing a lot
and
of
it's
Minnesota.
A powder. It's a powdered mix.
Powder.
Yeah. It's McGregor, Minnesota.
It's McGregor. Okay, my mistake. So that's what
born
we're
born in McGregor.
Yeah.
Where is McGregor again?
So Lynn? Nice. I'm so looking
where is
forward
McGregor?
To that. But it's
McGregor, Minnesota.
Yeah.
McGregor, but Minnesota.
McGregor, Minnesota, Garrison.
Yes, indeed. So we'll look forward to that podcast to be so nice.
So till next time, thank you for that quick guest spot. We'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in.